And so continuing, you know, these transition points where we end a period of a form and then go into another form for practice are very rich. So now, you know, you can continue in mindfulness, awareness. I'm using the words of mindfulness, awareness, meaning the same for this day. Just know what is happening as it's happening. So yeah, take a moment to reconnect with the space where you're at right now and settle in. Seeing what the body is calling for in terms of posture. Being aware, being mindful, sensing the body as you move to settle in, to continue establishing mindfulness. As we go into another period of stationary sitting meditation, I just want to mention some things. You know, as I said before, there may be all kinds of experiences, visitors that will show up. There may be wholesome, unwholesome. There may be visitors we like, don't like. And it's part of the practice. You're not doing anything wrong. It's nature. It's part of the nature of this mind. Arises and passes based on conditions. And so if we receive any experiences, you know, we will continue going back to body sensations, the sensations of breathing and sounds. You may see how it feels when there's something that comes up that really gets, you know, it's another predominant experience happening. Oh, Bruni, I'm, you know, just being annoyed or feeling anxious, or there's thinking. It's okay. Don't make it a problem. It's okay. Just name it, recognize it. And by giving respect and space. Oh, talking about mindfulness. There you go. Thank you. Let me just move my notes to the other side so I can see myself. And practice what I speaking the talk, walking the talk, whatever it is. So anyway, recognizing, not being against or in favor, but giving respect and space to whatever shows up. In that way, there's unnecessary suffering that happens. There's a lot of sometimes stress and dis-ease that happens because of how we relate to experience. What is the attitude in the mind and how we're relating to it? And so if we can notice, I don't like it, just know that that is included. It's part not liking, liking, not liking. I notice. If there's balance in the mind, notice that. And seeing how we're relating to it will support us in creating a space of safety for this dear mind and all these different visitors. Not to say that it may not be easy sometimes, and that also is included. And go back to the sensations of the body. Know it well. Know how it feels before you shift to anything else. If something very strong is happening, oh, I know this, okay, Okay, I see you. Yeah, I feel you. I sense you. And shift consciously, mindfully. Shift to being aware of other physical sensations. What else is here? What else is here? This is not the only experience that is happening. Sometimes it's nice to remember taking refuge moment to moment, going back to your anchor, going back to Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, if you take refuge. Being open, allowing, observing what shows up for you. So, establishing mindfulness, a posture that supports you. Appreciating yourself, bringing an attitude of kindness and compassion. And celebration, appreciation, okayness. Remembering the intention of being here, of reconnecting, of being at peace, no contention. Of being able to live this life fully, cultivating well-being. Sensing the posture that the body is manifesting. Receiving the contact points of body with chair, sofa, couch, bed, feet to floor, earth to earth. We are earth too. Kindly, gently, taking two or three deep breaths and letting the body breathe naturally. Resting the attention in whatever you choose to be your anchor. Full body or location in the body where you feel, sense most clearly the in-breath and the out-breath. We're receiving sounds, just resting. It's okay to rest. It's okay to take care of ourselves. It's okay to receive care of Sangha, community, being held here. Checking in kindly and gently in the attitude in the mind, the flavor, the mood. There may be some wanting or not wanting or liking, not liking. It's okay, just be aware of it. And kindly, gently, coming back to the physical sensations, into the rhythm of the breath, to sounds, whatever you choose to. And rest the attention in. If there's an experience or a visitor that feels sense, it sense to be very strong experience, you can expand to being mindful, being aware beyond the body, being aware of the body and also of the surroundings around you. And let that visitor just be what it is in a bigger space, in a bigger field of mindfulness and awareness. And if it is okay with how things are right now in terms of sustaining, maintaining mindfulness in a relaxed way, nourish yourself, continue practicing. Any way is okay. It's okay. Resting, Bringing kindness and compassion. Let yourself be nourished by the sense of presence here, by community, by mindfulness from the inside out. Nothing to fix, nothing to recreate or fabricate. Kindly relating to what is showing up. kindly and gently. With compassionate patience, receiving what is predominant, the physical experience of things. It could be what is predominant is a physical sensation coming out of the body, arising. Could be the physicality of an emotion. How does it feel in the body? How sadness, joy, peace, calm is sensed in this body. Softness, tension, vibration, expansion, contraction. It could be that a thought arises with also relating to the body. As a thought arises, there might be a physical sensation associated with the thought or with the attitude of mind. But no need to go into the thoughts or deep into emotions. It's enough to recognize them. Give them that respect, that space. It's enough. Noticing and noting respectfully, kindly, with compassionate patience. Being here, okay. Steady. With ease. Ease with the ease or the dis-ease in the midst of all. And as we end, getting to the few minutes of this meditation period, just receiving the voice of Bruni, the sounds arising and passing. The attention continues resting in your home base, home place, anchor. Receiving the sound of the bell. No need to search for it. So kindly and gently, noticing the intention maybe to change the form maybe now into walking, movement, meditation. Appreciating yourself as you do this, as you continue, infusing your full body with kindness, warmth, benevolence, and compassion. So we'll have half an hour of walking meditation or movement, being aware you're moving, being aware you're walking. Sensing, being nourished, being open, allowing. We'll be back at 11:45. I'll ring the bell. Thank you. So starting to coming back or continuing your practice. So just checking in with you, how are you right now? Seeing what the body is manifesting now, any posture, any adjustments. This is part of nourishing ourselves and listening, being in tune, attuned with this body, heart, mind. Take your time. Yeah, take your time to settle in and just relaxing into this moment, meaning again, nothing to accomplish here right now, just being present, just being here, fully you here, and see what supports your body, heart, mind. Looking around. Connecting, checking what's going on in the mind, heart. What's the attitude? Remembering your intention. Maybe it has changed a little bit since we started. And connecting and reconnecting and grounding with the body in any way that is supportive for you. The body, including full body. Maybe reconnecting with the breath, whatever you feel most clearly, the physicality of breathing in and breathing out. The tip of the nose or chest or abdomen rising and falling. And hearing sounds. And be with yourself, being intimate with yourself by knowing how are you right now. As you are here. With some diligence, some light alertness, just tuning in. The effort that you're putting in, if you are in some way, sometimes we don't need the practice us. We don't need so much effort. But just lightly, kindly, too much effort brings stress and proliferation. And you know, if it happens, okay. Is here, not a problem, not to make it good or bad, it's just how it is. But seeing what conditions support you for nourishment, settling, cultivating wholesome states of mind. Maybe connecting with a place in the body that there's a sense of goodness, a sense of well-being. Even if it is the toe, maybe a hand, just a little space, doesn't matter, just checking in. Any sense of goodness anywhere, of well-being within this dear, dear body. Being embodied. No one knows you like you from the inside out. You're the only one. And just to continue supporting wholesome states of mind, attitudes, just from that place of goodness, well-being, maybe generating some metta, some kindness, benevolence, infusing your whole body. Bringing now the Brahmaviharas so that it continues supporting you through the day. As you sense this body, breathing in, breathing out by itself. Radiating metta from the inside out. And so it infuses you and it goes in all directions. Bringing a sense of kindness and metta. Maybe sometimes we use phrases in the Theravada tradition, that's kind of the classical way to practice. And you can use the phrases as anchor, or you can just radiate and having a sense of how it feels in the body. And phrases like, may I be happy and safe. May I have health and live with ease. Being here, repeating the phrases, or connecting with that generation of metta within you, going in all directions. Kindness. You can also use your own phrases. Happy and safe. Have health. Live with ease. No matter what shows up. Continuing receiving that generation of metta, maybe in different flavors, maybe with different phrases. Going back to the phrases cultivates continuity, settling, and connecting with radiating, just coming back to yourself. Starting anew, fresh. Breathing in with metta, with kindness. Breathing out, exhaling with kindness, with metta. Being here. And as we receive and generate metta for ourselves, maybe we can just shift kindly now from ourselves to bring benefactors that has supported in your life. Humans, pets, this generation of metta can be sent to them through you. resting the attention in the phrases or in this body being infused with metta, this energy of metta, of kindness, expressed in different ways, whatever it is for you, for this benefactor. More than one in the natural and non-natural world. And so, irradiating kindness, metta now to include all of us here. It includes you because it comes from you. May we all be happy. May we all be safe. May we have health and live with ease. I'm sensing this energy, receiving it and giving it away. Resting the attention here supports continuity, settling, unifying, gathering in this mind heart in a field of metta. The collective breathing in and collective breathing out. So now you can kindly and gently shift your attention to go back to your home base, body, breath, sounds. Receiving. And within this field of cultivated metta, kindness, and receiving any visitors that do not obsess us, we just receive them by what they are, just visitors, experiences that come and go. with kindness and respect. And when they stop being predominant, just going back to the anchor, to your home base. What is known? ¿Qué conoces? What is known right now? being nourished by the rhythm of the breath, receiving pleasure by wholesome states, by metta, by compassion, by appreciating yourself, and receiving nourishment, care, collective metta, collective care here. Present with it. in the last minutes of this meditation period, as we have acknowledged, establishing mindfulness, generating metta, kindness for ourselves, benefactors, and all beings here. We can also check within this dear mind heart any other beautiful qualities. We check who else, what else is in this inner Sangha. The Sangha within you, the Sangha of the kind and beautiful qualities, sincerity, honesty, compassion, discernment, whatever it is, joy for your good fortune of being here, clarity, equanimity, just being at ease with how things are. Things have come to be this way. Whatever it is, appreciating your inner Sangha as you breathe in and breathe out. Resting, resting, being held, being supported by this practice and your inner Sangha.
Rooney, you're muted.
Thank you. Oh, no wonder. Hold on. It's like, wow, they're really into it. They're not moving at all. You see, I'm also practicing. So dear friends, we're moving into another practice. We're moving into here in California, West Coast, to meal meditation. And so as you prepare for it, if you are going to have a meal or whatever you do, this may apply, the instructions may apply to whatever you do. As you're shifting, know that you're shifting, know that you're moving. Again, transition points are golden, golden, golden for our practice. It's not a lot to do, just be aware. That is happening. That's it happening. If you go to the bathroom, know you're going to the bathroom. See if you can have this period. It's going to be an hour. Yeah, an hour. So see if you have, if you can have some of this time when you're engaged in any activity that is only that activity. You know, we may do different things at the same time, cooking, washing the dishes, all here. Maybe, you know, slowing down a little bit to see if you can do one thing at a time. And when it's not possible, that's fine. Just knowing things are happening. If you're going to eat, you may want to, as you prepare the food, as you put it on the plate, as you take one bite, you can take one bite at a time and having the hand in, you know, lift the hand and then put your fork, spoon down. You can chew as much as you want to chew or swallow. And taste the food. See, crunchy, salty, sweet. Just know, you can name it, you can notice it. Continuity continues to be cultivated. You're not, this is just a very rich period. Not to lose anything. Go to the bathroom, the same thing. Cooking. Thich Nhat Hanh, I just loved washing the dishes when I was practicing with the intervene Sangha. It's like washing the dishes, the profane becomes sacred. I just loved it. You know, it's like all this mess in the sink and then it becomes so nicely and sacred. Say yes. So you can use phrases, you can use gathas, you can use love notes, post-its, you can use these periods to tune in. Put, you know, a note in the bathroom, note on the phone, if you use the phone or not, you use your judgment, whatever you do. But notes that will help you to remember. If you're talking to someone, know that you're talking to someone. Take a breath. Be there, fully present. Fully present in your life or whatever circumstances are there. Whatever you are, however you are, everything counts. So, and for some of you that are not in launch time, I hope this period benefits you in any other way, practicing in any way you want. And just continuity, keeping the course. And we will be back at 1:30 Pacific time. 1:30 Pacific time, okay. And if you can, you know, you can have some time of silence if you can. Or, you know, some way to continue gathering yourself within the day long, but it's okay if not possible. It's fine. Okay. Enjoy.